Hello, I'm Dr. Scott Wattier.
And I'm Tommy Welling, and you're listening to the Fasting for Life podcast.
This podcast is about using fasting as a tool to regain your health, achieve ultimate wellness, and live the life you truly deserve.
Each episode is a short conversation on a single topic with immediate actionable steps. We cover everything from fat loss and health and wellness to the science of lifestyle design.
We started Fasting for Life because of how fasting has transformed our lives, and we hope to share the tools that we have learned along the way. Hey everyone, welcome to the Fasting for Life podcast. My name is Dr. Scott Wattier, and I am here, as always, with my good friend and colleague, Tommy Welling. Happy New Year to you, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well, Scott. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Threw a little curveball there, a little variation of our normal intro. It is a new year. We are excited. The holiday season was absolutely incredible. Thank y'all for all of the messages and the kind words and the shout outs. As we embark on 2022, I can't even believe I'm saying those words. We have an incredible lineup this year. We've got 8 challenges on the books. We're going to mention that a little bit here. But Tommy, as we just passed episode 100, and if you guys are looking for a little boost, a little motivation, a reset, we get that question a lot. Go ahead and listen back to episode 100. Yeah. It has some of the most impactful episodes that we've gotten feedback on. And then also just a lot of hope and energy and positive energy and wins as we celebrated that episode and that milestone. And then as we embark into 2022, you know, we want to share with you the story of a successful fasting transformation. And this is something that we debated on how we're going to start off. Like, what's the episode going to be when we begin the year? Like, how are we going to launch 2022? And we're like, well, what's better than sharing John's journey, which is an ideal, successful fasting transformation that's taken place over the last 4 to 5 months?
Yeah, this is such a cool way to start the year because, I mean, this is where the idea for the podcast even just came from. Like, we want to like celebrate the successful transformations because sometimes they're not always just straight from point A to point B. Like they're curvy, they're messy. Life, you know, gets in the way, if you will, but life happens and there's a lot of moving parts, but it can be really helpful to see what somebody else like reflects on and what they kind of go through as they're making their way through their own fasting journey. So then I can, you know, kind of take stock of where I am and make some new decisions for myself and see where I need to go next and where I can probably, you know, level up and kind of get to that next point that I want to get to.
And it's really one of the biggest questions that we get is like, okay, I've got the last 5 to 10 pounds to lose, or hey, I'm new to fasting, or I used to do fasting and then some life event kicked me off track, or, you know, some procedure or loss of a loved one or a new job or a relocation or something, life gets in the way. So it's always that question of we're all on this spectrum somewhere of our fasting journey, right?
Right.
So it's like, well, where do you re-enter? Like here in Houston, like where do you get on the highway? If you're not from around here where, you know, we weren't, I've told the story, you know, of my dad driving the U-Haul truck from Florida. You know, I was in Florida for grad school and, you know, there's a caravan of us coming across the country. And I was like, Dad, just stay in the middle two lanes. Because at some point, the Houston highway is 30 lanes wide, like one of the largest highways in the world. That's including the frontage roads and the U-turn roads and the left turn onlys and the right turns and the two lanes that you can turn right in and the two lanes you can turn left in. And my dad just like apparently couldn't handle it and he drifted off into some neighborhood and I had to go find him. So, you know, just envision all of those roads and on-ramps and off-ramps. Like that's part of, you know, the health journey, becoming that 5%. You know, that keep the weight off and, you know, maintain the health that they're looking for, or the 12%, you know, of some of the most recent, the newest research that's come out about that. You hear us talk about this, about the 12% that are metabolically healthy, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so how do we start off, you know, how do we summarize that all in one conversation? Well, you could go listen to 100 and whatever episode this is, right? 106, I think, 105, whatever episode we're on, right? I don't keep track of the numbers, but like, you know, outside of the 50 and the 100, of course, but you know, like you could go listen to all of them, but that's like really hard. So what we want to do today is really set the stage for the best way to envision what the fasting for life lifestyle or the fasting lifestyle is going to look like for you. And there's some individuality in that. So what a perfect time start of 2022. We just did our New Year's Resolutions podcast, right? That just came out about how not to frame out the year, right? So this is really going to be like the perfect journey for someone that wants to lose 30, 40, 50 pounds and adopt this lifestyle for good.
Yeah, it's really interesting to me because like everyone comes to fasting with a different history. I mean, we've met lots of people who came to fasting and they had never done any other, you know, dieting or like, you know, calorie in, calorie out, you know, or anything else like that. May have never had, you know, surgery or medications or anything else related to you know, a lot of the health conditions that we talk about and things like that. Whereas on the other side of that spectrum that you alluded to, you know, there's lots and lots of history of like major, you know, disease processes, surgeries, and lots right. and lots of history and with limited success and lots of failure, yo-yo dieting and all these kind of things. And, you know, so everywhere in between, there's levels of psychological, you know, frustrations and baggage and things like that. So, you know, everyone kind of comes to fasting with a different like framework and starting point. But along the way, there's lots and lots of similarities in those transformational journeys as well. Like, where should I get started? Okay, I'm here. I leveled up to this point. Where do I go next? Or how do I figure out like how to get confidence from these certain situations that keep coming up? Like, I just don't quite understand what I need to do next, but like, where should I go now from here to get to the next level?
Yeah. And this is what John's journey is perfectly going to outline. So there's going to be some stopping points. We're going to unpack some stuff here as we go. And you know, this was the conversational nature of what it is that we do. And, you know, it's funny because there's a few things that really stand out, you know, over the last 4 or 5 months and mm-hmm. the conversations and the messages he was part of our last challenge. And by the way, the next challenge, we've gotten a lot of messages on it. We've got some people already pre-rolled from it because we did, you know, a pre-launch back in around Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And so just, there's already a lot of energy and questions about when the next one is. We moved it a little bit earlier this year. So January 12th is the next 7-day fasting ramp up challenge. So, mm-hmm. The link is in the show notes. You can go there, click on it, get registered. Don't miss out. It's the first one of the year. And dare I say it is going to be the best one yet. Cause it, man, we just got some new stuff coming and some new things we're working on. So super excited yeah. about that. So John's journey, started, you know, when he started fasting back at the end of August. So let's say we'll give him a week in August, September, October, November, December. So mm-hmm. let's say four and a half months, right? Of what right. a successful fasting transformation. Because this is where somebody says, well, what does this look like? I've got 50 pounds to lose. What's a reasonable amount of time? And we've done a podcast sure. episode on, you know, how fast is too fast, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we try to give you some nuances and perspective on, you know, how to customize it and what's individualized for you and what's sustainable, right? So when he messaged on November 3rd, he had asked, what does a 7-day fast look like? Is it just water? Is it just coffee? Is it just tea? And he said, hey, I just started listening to your podcast. This was in November, but his fasting journey started the last week in August, right?
Mm.
And just for the overview, like the summary before we get through some of the checkpoints, which is really cool, is that when he messaged, I just had an exchange with him a couple of days ago, and he's 8 pounds away from his goal of 150. And he started at 216.
Wow.
So that's, quick math.
Yeah. We're, you know, north of 50 pounds here. And this is okay. Then this is in a matter of months. Yeah. I mean, that's huge. That's awesome.
Yeah. So he was already well on his way. Right. So this is part of that conversation of like, how do you get onto the main highway? Right. Like the analogy when I told about, you know, the story of moving to Houston and the monstrosity of the highway system with all the on-ramps and off-ramps, like, so yeah. he came to us already, you know, about 6 or 8 weeks into his fasting journey. And at that time he was about 170 pounds, right? So now he's down mm-hmm. another, you know, 12 or 13, 14 quick math on the fly there since then. And the first question was on November 3rd. And it was like, what about this 7-day fast? I kind of want to, you know, I want to see if I can do, like, you could just feel that inquisitive, I've heard you mention this before, but like, yeah. what's the benefit of a longer fast, right? And then, you know, listen to the podcast, And ironically enough, we were prepping for the challenge that we did in the middle of November, and we didn't get back to him. So he followed up a couple days later, like, "Hey, do you guys not answer questions around here? And if you're listening and you've been with us for a while and you've asked us a question and we haven't gotten back to you, ask us again. It's not intentional.
You're right.
It's Tommy and I. We do have a little bit of help in our groups. We do have a little bit, but it's literally you and I trying to get to everybody. And it's a great problem to have, right? But sometimes we don't get to it, or we miss it, or we intend to get back to it and it's marked as red or it's handed off. So John took the initiative and was like, "Well, you guys don't answer questions around here."
Right.
And when I got back to him, I was like, no, sorry, apologies. Gave him the context he was looking for. And then he's like, "I just did a 48-hour fast and I can't tell you. I'm down to 169 from 216. I have so much energy," and just like thanked us profusely for, it was only a few days. Yeah. I'll just say that.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. But answering that question. So it was like the question about the 7-day fast, like, what does that look like? And then he's like, "Hey, I just did a 48, never thought I'd be able to do that. Hey, I'm down to 169 from 216. I've got so much energy." So like cool. That was all from like November 3rd to November 7th, November 8th, just going back and forth via email and messenger.
So he was ready to rock. I mean, he was like, he could feel this drive to do something, to get somewhere new, and just wanted, a couple of those little like touch points, like, "Hey, what about this? Like, what do you guys think about this?" But I love the fact that when he didn't get an answer in a day or two, he knew it was important. It was important for his own success.
He had made up his mind.
Yeah, he had made up his mind. He raised his hand, and instead of just raising it, he started like waving it around, like, "Hey, over here. Like, hey, you guys.
Hey, look at me.
Yeah. And that's so cool, because, sometimes the squeaky wheel gets the grease, but sometimes we have to put our own goals and priorities up at the top of the list and kind of hold them up on a pedestal. So we go, "You know what? My question is important enough. I really need to get an answer here," and respectfully asking again, so that he could get that touch point, so that he could get to the next level. That I just love that.
And then another conversation. So another, like, one of these beginner type questions, or like intermediate type questions, is, "Well, hey, I've noticed that my body's changed, right?" Mm-hmm. "So my digestion is no longer what it used to be. Now, all of a sudden, I'm a couple months in, and now I'm starting to experience the evacuation that can take place when you break longer fasts."
Sure.
"Because that was a new skill. So asked a question about, why do I have to run to the bathroom like when I break a fast?" Well, we've right. done multiple episodes on that. And the simple answer is, break your fast slowly, try some different things, a handful of almonds, decrease your water intake, and just know that your digestive gastric juices need to balance out to your new frequency and amount of food that's coming in, right? If you're 40 pounds less, it's a drastically different environment. So got through that question. And then it was like the day of the challenge on November 17th, and bling, the messenger goes off.
Right.
And then the email goes off, because now John knows how to get us.
Right.
And he says, "Hey, what about this challenge? Like, what's included? Like, I have work. I don't know if I can get on all the lives. Like, what is it all about?" So I sent him just like a screenshot from the registration page, and you guys can click on that link for the one on January 12th. And he was just needing a little bit more, again, just a little bit more clarification on what it was. And he signed up on that last day. And just had a really incredible experience of just, we call it the fire hose effect. You learn, and that's why you get the videos, right? You get the recordings,
right?
You get to keep those. You log into our website and those are yours, because it's like, okay, that was a lot of information. But through the challenge, we always see these transformations take place. In 7 days, we'll see, an average around 7 or 8 pounds lost. And we know exactly on day five that there's going to be some struggle bus happening.
Yeah.
And then it's not a 7-day fast, by the way. We use fasting windows from 18 to up to 48 hours, depending on your experience level. Right.
Right. Yeah.
So it was cool, because then we got to watch his transformation kind of accelerate through, those 7 days. And on the end, we'll share a couple of cool things here, a couple more stopping or checkpoints here along the way on this journey. So in a 7-day journey, so a short couple brief conversations turn into a 7-day challenge. And we're talking about his 4 or 5 month journey right now. And it's just consistently why we thought this would be a cool way to start the year, because this is what people are looking for. They're looking to know that when they start, that if they hit a sticking point, they have a solution, and then what the end result should be. And we'll share what we think his maintenance will look like here coming up in the near future.
Yeah. And it was so cool because if you think about it, these little stopping points along the way, I haven't met anybody who's been on a significant fasting journey, whether it's for physical transformation or it's just a long-term lifestyle adaptation, who hasn't had like question marks along the way where they look for these different points like, hey, I wish I could just get some clarity on this. That would really help me in my own conviction and my own decision-making process and feel like I have more of a confident grasp on this. And so, John reaching out at these different points, and then you can see the way he got to the next level. But it's cool because these points are built into every single day of the 7-day challenge too. So we actually build in the Q&A for this too, because of this exact phenomenon right here, that as you go through it, as you use a little bit longer or different fasting interval, see a little bit different result, you may all of a sudden have a new set of questions that comes up. And here's the opportunity to get answers every single day for it, and then take it and then run with it like John did. And it's so cool because this is a very, very common experience during the challenge. We just don't normally hear from someone, get like a look at the whole story beforehand and then during the challenge and then afterwards, like he's done here.
Yeah, and it's interesting. So I'm just going to rat-a-tat-tat some of the questions that he posted because they were so great. And we're talking about that beginner to intermediate experience with fasting, right? And it was like, eagerly awaiting next week's schedule. Friend questioned what I was doing. Didn't really have the answer. Just knew that I was in the right place. Hey, where can I get that food list? Because we have recipe packs that.
Yeah.
One of the biggest questions you get is, well, what do I eat when I break a fast? Right? Because there are two parts to it, right?
Yeah.
So we have the low carb, the high protein, the keto, the plant based, vegan. Yeah, all of those different things. The five ingredient list, the simple, quick recipe ones. Mm-hmm. So we take the thinking out of it as support. So then he was looking for those, and then # non-scale victory, more energy than I can ever remember having. Oh, I'm up 3 pounds from a week. That was after the challenge ended, mm-hmm. and Thanksgiving was involved, right?
Yep.
I'm working on my hatred for the scale. Longer fast seem to bother me more when I go to bed and I think about getting up and eating. Now we're talking about potential for cravings, or maybe you've hit a set point. We'll unpack that here in just a minute. Mm-hmm. Started on 8/22, down 53 pounds off blood pressure medication, off anxiety medication at 57. Haven't felt this good in years.
Nice.
Will Himalayan salt break my fast? Is that what I should be using? I've noticed when I fast at times, I get grumpy. How can I deal with this? And it just keeps continuing, like this ability to ask the questions and get the answers. And that was all just through the 7 days. So since then, the cool thing is the continuation of the process, right? So implementing some of those new learned skills or concepts has led to the point where, reached out a couple of days ago and was like, hey, when's the next challenge? I've got about 6 to 8 pounds left I want to lose. And I don't know what to do now, because now you're going to be transitioning into maintenance, right? Because you've been in the fat loss phase. So you're a completely different person.
Right.
Hey, fasting fam, want to let you know about an incredible company that we've partnered with, AquaTrue.com. Promo code fasting for life to receive 20% off any AquaTrue purifier. These are not your old school pitcher filters or your refrigerator filters. We're talking about a proprietary 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process. Their countertop purifiers work with no installation or plumbing, which if you've priced those whole home water filtration systems, you know exactly what I'm talking about. These incredible countertop versions, they do have one under sink mounting model as well, but they remove 15 times more contaminants than ordinary pitcher filters, like I mentioned, and they're specifically designed to combat this new group of chemicals that the Environmental Working Group has done a deep dive on, these forever chemicals called PFAS or PFASs. These are in 45% of our U.S. tap water. 45%. These things can lead to endocrine system disruption, certain types of cancers, liver toxicity. And I'm so glad that there's now a countertop affordable version of this incredible technology. So as we fast, we know that water, outside of a little black coffee and tea, is the only thing that we drink. So if we're trying to get the biggest bang for our buck, we're trying to increase autophagy and allow our bodies to heal, shed the weight, get healthy, reverse disease, then why not give it the absolute best quality water that you can? So AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. It even makes a great gift, like I mentioned, my aunt and uncle. Today, as one of our loyal listeners, if you support them, you're supporting us. You're going to get 20% off any AquaTrue purifier. Just go to AquaTrue.com. That's AquaTru.com and enter code FASTING FOR LIFE, FASTINGFORLIFE. That's 20% off any of the AquaTrue water purifiers at AquaTrue.com.
Yeah, like behavior patterns are different. The way I'm thinking is different. The way I'm eating and thinking about what I'm going to be eating and how to maintain these results, all of these things are now different. So how do I make a smooth transition to that point? And you know, that's another thing that we addressed during the challenge. But the interesting part for me is that, you know, going through the challenge a month and a half ago, he wasn't attuned to that part of the challenge, even though we specifically address it. And there is replay value in what he has access to right now, but he's still thinking, okay, going through this part of my journey, I'd like to be able to have that same level of confidence where I can ask the new questions and get the perspective here in real time, which is, it's a really cool thing. And that's why I think we see a lot of success stories like coming out of a challenge and from some of these cool interactions. It's just awesome to see.
And once you start pulling back some of the layers of some of the habits and some of the defaults and some of the emotional connections to food and stress and how it can trigger and poor sleep and how it can trigger cravings. And you get to this point where there are physiological checkpoints along this path as well. Like we mentioned with the digestive changes. So the most recent question John brought up was, hey, I'm really noticing myself having a lot of cravings and being more hungry and like having cravings for sweets. And, you know, that it's not a simple question. Now, is that common when you lose a bunch of weight and you're about to maybe reach the bottom of the basement for weight loss and now it's time to think about the next steps? Yeah, that's absolutely common. So you're probably at a physiological set point where he's got that last 5 or 8, 10 pounds to lose. And this is kind of one of the subsets of people that get great results during the challenge, which is, hey, I've lost the same 10 to 15 pounds for the last 20 years. Well, it used to be 10, now it's 20 or 30, right? So it's like, I can lose it, but then I can't keep it off, or I've got the last 5 or 10 to lose and I just can't seem to get it to stick, right?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of goal setting and emotional, you know, conversations around, well, why is that an important goal? Like, what does that number mean to you? Like, is that your actual maintenance goal, right? But interesting to see where he's at now, which is sounds pretty clear to me that it is a set point. So the encouragement here is going to be, hey, this next challenge for you, John, is going to be a lot different than the last one. Absolutely. Because you're at a completely different place. And we're going to focus more on, you know, the nutrient density of foods and how much you should be eating. And the fact that if you are at a set point, you need to, you know, kind of take a fast break or a reverse fast or a reverse, you know, kind of timeline here and start giving your body the ability to kind of balance and just hang out here for a while, possibly, rather than just trying to continue to push through that goal. Cause your body needs to know that, you know, okay, we've had this aggressive fat loss. Now it's time to, I don't want to say refeed, cause I don't like the connotation that comes with that, but now it's time to rebalance and then, you know, kind of reflect on, okay, what does the last 8 pounds look like? Is it that important? Or now can I start working on more healthy habits, more exercise type stuff, more body composition type goals, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes to get to those fat loss goals, we may have used some longer fast to get there. But oftentimes to get to the maintenance point, we need to start using some shorter fast to get there. And with that comes more intentionality with what's on my plate. What does that look like, right? And what are my decisions with food and what are my kind of day-to-day boundaries? Because now it's not like I have 50,000 stored calories and a whole bunch of like margin of error. I don't have a bunch of room to play with anymore.
Right.
We're getting into the nitty-gritty. Like those last few pounds and the last few thousand extra stored calories gets, you know, we have to get a lot more more kind of microscopic view with it almost, you know, it's a different conversation.
Yeah. So the eating opportunities need to increase, the types of food. Maybe you've been more restrictive during your fat loss phase, because that's just typical, you know, common practice.
Sure.
You know, especially around the holidays, right? Like we just, the guilt that comes with food and the opportunity of the food and the sweets and the desserts increases this time, you know, coming out of the holidays. And we just seem to be so heavy handed with ourselves sometimes. And then we've got the emotional connections and the guilts and the, and maybe the holidays is tough for you because of the loss of a loved one and all this stuff. Right. So when you're coming out and John's like coming into this position where it's maintenance, it's like, all right, well, what are the levers that we can pull? What does that look like? And what's sustainable for you long-term? So those are just some things that if you're at that point, and this is at any point in John's journey, this is relating to you in some way. Maybe you're in the beginning, maybe you're in the middle, maybe you did a challenge, or maybe you've been thinking about doing one. You know, it's really coming down to that point, you know, going back to the beginning of when we decided to frame this story or this John's journey or this transformation of what the ideal fasting transformation can or should look like was really the fact that he had made up his mind that he was ready to make a change. Now comes in the second part, just like you fast. And then, yeah, it does matter to some degree when you get, especially where he's at now, of what you're feeding yourself with, right? The nutrient density and quality foods. So when you fast and then you refeed, now you've gone through an aggressive fat loss phase. Okay, well, what does it look like to sustain that?
Yeah, and it's a great question. And I think it looks different for everyone because like I've known people to successfully maintain their fasting results, but don't really necessarily practice strict fasting for maintenance, you know? Just they said, well, you know what? I do like 3 meal opportunities per day. So I'm very intentional with those. They look a little different from day to day. Whereas a lot of other people that we know practice, you know, intentional fasting day to day to maintain their results, just, you know, using different windows and things like that. You know, like you alluded to, just different levers that you can pull.
Yeah.
But making that transition is kind of interesting. And that's part of what we talked through in the challenge too, is like figuring out what your priorities are for that, so you can see yourself maintaining these results and making this a long-term lifestyle that works for you. Because if you can't see that, then you won't have enough gas on the fire to push yourself to those long-term goals. Like at a certain point, your brain just goes, nope, I don't see an end point to this. This isn't worth doing right here. It's not worth the effort that's getting put in. So really future pacing that, seeing what the finish line can kind of look like or what the long-term sustainability is, gives you the motivation and the power to kind of get from where you are now to towards that goal.
Yeah. And I just shout out to you, John, for sure. I appreciate you reaching out. I appreciate you raising your hand a second time and kind of waving at us like, hey, I'm over here. Got a question. And it's been really awesome to be a part of your journey. In full transparency, if you guys have been listening, if you're new to the podcast, go back, check out our first couple of episodes. Gives you a little more insight into Tommy and I's journey and why we ended up turning the mics on and started recording these things and then developing some resources. You can get the Fast Start Guide on the website, thefastingforlife.com. That's just 6 simple steps to put 1 meal a day fasting into your life. There's an insulin assessment there. If you're curious and you've started to dig into the research a little bit more about weight loss resistance, insulin resistance, you've done the tracking and the calorie counting, and you just can't seem to make it stick, right?
Yep.
Which is John's story, which is my story, which is your story, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Really for today, Tommy, as we wrap up today's episode, it's going to be, you know, if you've been thinking about it, making up your mind like John did with his story and like we did, you know, me standing in your kitchen on Father's Day.
Yeah.
You know, you having that free Audible credit, right? Yeah. Where you're like, you know what? This is the obesity code. That's the book I'm going to click, right? Right.
Yep. That's
you
where
made
I'm starting.
That step, yep. Right? Mm-hmm. It's like, this is the starting point. So January 12th is it's time, you know, it's time to make up your mind. It's time to hop in. It's going to be an incredible challenge, some new resources, in upping the level of the experience. And I can't wait for it because it is, you know, it's just right around the corner. So January 12th is that start date. And you can click the link in the show notes, or you can go to www.thefastingforlife.com/live.
Yeah, you absolutely can. And what you just brought me back to right there was the fact that I remember clicking buy on the obesity code. It was not easy. It was my own struggle point. It was a challenge for me just to buy it because it was like, I think the answers I need lie here in this resource, but it felt like an admission of something like that I didn't have all the answers or that I had been doing something wrong or I needed something else to get me to the next level. It was tough to hit buy. Like everything in me was like, no, you don't need that. You already know the equations, you know the physiology, you don't really need that, right? But I did it anyway. And then it literally blew the doors open on, you know, possibilities for my own health and well-being. So I'm going to encourage you wherever you are in your journey, just make a decision to challenge yourself. So I think this is going to be a fantastic way to do that, kicking off the year, and the possibilities are endless after it.
All right. Perfect ending to hopefully a great episode. I think we did great, Tommy. I love John's story. Again, shout out to you, John, all you listeners. Appreciate you guys tuning in to another episode. Want to wish everyone the happiest of New Year's. It is 2022. It is the year that we stop saying I quit or I will start next Monday or yeah, I'll get to it. It's the time is now. We know what we need to do. Join us on this journey. And Tommy, as always, thank you for the conversation, sir, and Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year. Bye.
So you've heard today's episode and you may be wondering, where do I start? Head on over to thefastingforlife.com and sign up for our newsletter, where you'll receive fasting tips and strategies to maximize results and fit fasting into your day-to-day life.
While you're there, download your free fast start guide to get started today. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure to leave us a 5-star review, and we'll be back next week with another episode of Fasting for Life.